theory. Based on this.
Okay, so this is a Hakdama L'Maseches Avos of Shmuel Ibn Tibbon. Right, this is his translation. Okay. So it says, Hinei ve'arnu b'tzicha zeh ha'chibur. Ma ha'isa ha'siba b'shum ha'machaber zos ha'maseches b'zeh ha'seder. Why is Pirkei Avos put in Seder Nezikin? So, I have to tell you that you'll see his position in a moment. There are different configurations of the six orders of Shas in our literature. The most famous one is Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, which is how we'll go with any Mishnayos, and you'll see. Although there are sometimes different orders of the Masechetos themselves, which is also Nogea to what I want to tell you here. But the Shas order we have is Zman Nogatz, Roy Moed Noshim Nizikin Kachim Taros. Everybody knows that. That's based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu and the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. Take it my word for it. There's, however, a Medrash Tehillim in Perek Yutes on famous pesukim about Torah. Torah Hashem Tmima, Meshivas Nefesh, Eidus Hashem, Nemana, Machkimas Pesi. Each one of those words in that Medrash is a hint to another one of the six orders of Shas, but a totally different order. So, what difference does it make with the order of Shas? There's a big difference. There's something called Machlokas V'Acharkach Stam, Stam V'Acharkach Machlokas. No? Okay. There are, in all of the thousands of Mishnayos and Shas, a lot of overlap. Right? Meseches Kiddushin somehow has laws about Nogea Be'eretz Yisrael. Don't be surprised if you see those same laws in Seder Zeroyim. Right? So this is a good example, actually. Because in Meseches Kiddushin, it says that it's a machlokes whether or not you have to keep the rules of Chodosh and Yoshon outside of Israel. Rabbi Eliezer says yes, the Chachamim say no. There's even machlokes about how to understand that machlokes, but all right, but that's the pshat. Rabbi Eliezer says you have to keep the rules of Chodosh and Chutz Laretz, the Chachamim say you don't have to keep it. Now, by the rules of machlokes, Chachamim Rabbim, Rabbi Eliezer Yochid, Shoyin. The problem is there's a Stam Mishnah in Meseches Orlo that says you have to keep Chodosh and Chutz Laretz. It's like pork. It's not a din that's Tolu Teretz Yisrael. It's so eating Chodosh outside of Israel is not Nogea to Israel. It's a law all around the world. And that's a Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan very famously says Halachic is Stam Mishnah. If there's no Machlokas, Halach is like that Mishnah. Unless there's someone in that Gemara an Amora who says, you know what, we've decided that we don't Paskin. There's no such Amora in Meseches Orlo. So I have a Stam Mishnah in Meseches Orlo. I have a Machlokas in Meseches Kedushin. What am I doing? This Machlokas is Halacha Chachamim. This Machlokas is Halacha like Rabbi Eliezer. The Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer. Why did the Stam Mishnah not Paskin like the Rabbim? I don't know, but you get it?
Why didn't the Rabbim know about the Stam Mishnah?
The Rabbim, because they disagree with it.
Okay.
Why isn't it disagreed in Orlo? Because it's Rebbe's way of showing in the year 210 that machlokas that took place in the year 100, I've decided. Like the Yochid. Right? However, there's a Gemara in Yevamos, and it appears in Nida also, machlokas v'charkach stam halachak stam.
So the order
stam v'charkach machlokas halachak use the rules of the machlokas. If it's Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, paskin like Rav Yossi. Right? If it's Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, paskin like Rav Yehuda. We have rules that those rules are set up in Meseches Erev. So the order does matter very much, right? In Medrash Tehillim's order, Orla is after Kedushin, right? In the Gemara Shabbos's order, Orla is before Kedushin.
The order matters because that
the one that's the
triggers
last,
what we actually do to drive.
Absolutely. Now, by the fact that you probably didn't warrant Machmir and Chodosh this past year, now everything is Yosha, you know, this close to Pesach. But, and I'm told, that, I think we discussed this before, that in America, the grain is so prolific that any bread you eat today is from grain that was harvested 2 years ago.
Really?
That's what they say. But anyway, so the orders of the Shas are very important. Right? So I'll close with this, and then we'll come back to this. Is that this is what David Zvi Hoffman says in his Hagdamah to Pirkei Avos. He says that in his opinion, he brings in a number of raya's for this, but he says that Shas used to start with Kachim and Taros, Zroim Moed Noshim Nizikim, because he shows through many sources that kids used to learn Vayikra first, right? The little Aleph to be small. Bereshis have to be bigger to understand the intricacies of Bereshis. Now we do it the other ways, but my grandson's yeshiva, they learned the first perek or the first few psukim of Vayikra first, like in first grade, and then they go to Bereshis, just to fulfill that old minhag. So they were learning Vayikra first, they learned Kachim first. They started with Zvachim. So Kachim Taros, Zroim, those are the Eretz Yisrael, the good Gemara, from the Sechtes. And then Moed Nashim Nizigit. And he claims that Pirkei Avos was the last Masechta, which was meant to say, now we're closing up our learning of how a Jew should behave, and it's all for naught if it doesn't make you to be a better person.
It's like the famous story with covering the bread.
Yeah, you're covering the bread to save an inanimate object from embarrassment, and in order to... it's a strange story because that's not why we cover bread. We cover bread because
the order of the brachas, right?
The order of the brachas, right? Or to imitate the man. That's the source.
The man was
covered at the bottom and at the top.
It was covered.
It was covered with a covering of dew on the bottom. It was like a kufsa. It was like, you know, it was covering the bottom. So it would be like the man. So that's why we use two challahs. But it's also for the bracha because usually you don't make a prepared guffin in front of a motzi. So the Kiddush uplifts the guffin to be higher, but you don't do it without looking at the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So Lemaisa, but that's the point. Is that one Pirkei Avos to end all of our learning, to show this is the end of the learning. Literally, it's the end, but it's also the end, meaning the purpose of the learning. In other words, the ends justify the means. It's the ends of the purpose of the learning. So. that configuration also has a different order of shas. So it's you know this is so he says that so he's asking why is Avos and Izikin? Right, you can ask these questions about a number of things. There are three mesechtes in shas that deal with oaths: Shavuos, Nedarim, and Arachin. And there are three different Nedarim. Shavuos is in Izikin, Nedarim is in Noshim, and Arachin is in Kachim. So. You know, there's lumdis behind everything, but it should be clear, it should be obvious, without reading further. Why is Avos in the Zikin?
Because it's related to how you deal with people and damages.
The Gemara says in it. Gemara says very clearly, if you want to really be a chassid, you have to learn the Zikin. Concentrate on the Zikin. I just met a siyum on Yerushalmi Baba Kama. The last few sugis of Baba Kama are just so amazing. I love them. It makes me shiver.
Yerushalmi
and Bavli. It's the last Mishnah. It talks about a carpenter that's doing planing. You know what that is, right?
Planing.
He's scraping off the bottom of wood in order to. So it says, who owns the scrapings, shavings? So it gives you all the parameters of who owns the shavings. You're making a carpet, and there are little pieces of wool left behind. Who owns that? The carpenter or the person who owned the carpet? The carpenter has to present all these things to him, and it gives you the parameters. How big is it that the carpenter can keep it, or if it's bigger than someone who's considering, who's worried about this. They're going to be so painful, so careful. This is why the Jew is careful with money, right? No, we come to great calumny in the Goyish world for this, but because we're so careful with every little thing. Shavapruta is you know the whole world stands on a Shavapruta. So I'll just close with this story is. It's supposed to be it went out on the internet a few years ago about a brother and a sister. The brother was learning in Eisha Torah. The sister was learning in an ashram in Dharamsala in the Far East. So she was getting really, really influenced by her guru, which she followed around everywhere. And each one was asking the other to come and learn and stay with me for a few weeks. He prevailed on her first, under the condition that if she doesn't like it, they'll work out a way where he comes to study with her for a while. But if she likes it and wants to stay, she'll stay in Israel. So she comes to learn to Eishet Torah. They have a program for women too, and they're learning Eilei Metzius, the laws of finding lost objects. And she is so bored out of her socks. She's so dull. And she's so upset that her religion, she was born a Jew, comes up with this this nonsense. It's such trivialities. I'm learning with my guru about the transcendence of man and the universe. And we meditate and we think of grand things. And right? And she left Israel very upset, working out a date for her brother to return, to come to her, where she could now makariv him. So she's following her guru around. This is how the story goes. And he finds a wallet filled with hundreds of thousands of rupees. Right? And he sees the money. So he takes out the wallet. And he tosses the wallet back on the ground. And he walks away with it. And she says, "Master, what are you doing? Shouldn't you try to find who that belongs to?" He goes, "No, it's my karma to find this. I need the money, I'll distribute it accordingly. And that person, he has to find his wallet. That's his karma." She goes, "Why don't you help his karma?" He goes, No, I've determined that this is mine and his. That's what has to be." So she was just so upset with that. And juxtaposed to what she had been learning about the intricacies of Hashavas Aveda, that she recognized that I've been selling a bill of goods. Judaism is interested with you got to be practical, you got to practice, you got to, you know. So she went to, she's now she's a rebbe, a bunch of kids, and this is some years ago. She's now from living in Israel, married a guy with Smicha. That's a nice ending.
God sent her the laws of lost objects.
Yeah. Okay.
Boring.